It's great to be with you in the Beis Medrash, finally. Baruch Hashem. There's an interesting Arizal. The Arizal quotes a pasuk in Yeshayahu. Pasuk in Yeshayahu says, "Hanoisim baderech yom." HaKadosh Baruch Hu that gives us a way in the sea. Harezu Elul. The Arizal is quoted as saying that that refers to Elul. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows us a way in the sea. And the question is, simple pshat of the pasuk is it's not talking at all about Elul. Hanosein derech bayam is HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows us pathways miraculously through the sea. Presumably it's talking about Yitzias Mitzrayim, when we went out of Mitzrayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made miracles for us. And he gives us pathways. But on Elul, Elul doesn't work that way. We have to create those pathways. They are not miracles that are Hanosein derech bayam. We have to start. HaKadosh Baruch Hu finishes. The pasuk says, "Umaltem es arlas levavchem." We have to do the mila in our hearts. So, what does the Arizal mean that he says "Hanosein baderech yam" is referring to Elul? Another question that the Baal HaTanya asks, a very, very important question that we've discussed in the past. The Baal HaTanya says that kedushas Yom HaKippurim begins already with what we're in now, and that is the days of Slichos. And if it begins with the days of Slichos, he says, really, all of the period of Slichos have the ha'aros, have the lights, have the kedusha of Yom HaKippurim itself, because it all has the ha'ara of Yud Gimel Midos, the power of Yud Gimel Midos. And the Baal HaTanya says, if that's so, really all of Elul should have qualities of a Yom Tov. It should have the qualities of a Moed. Why is it that when it comes to Elul, there isn't the component of Moed? Question number three, our last for tonight. The symbol, according to the Chachmei HaKabbalah, of each month makes sense when we're talking about Tishrei. Tishrei are scales. Tishrei, we're about to begin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges us. That I understand. But you know what the symbol of Elul is? The symbol of Elul is a besula. Besula nises biyom arvi. It's a girl that's getting married for the first time. What does that have to do with ani ledodi vidodi li? Particularly a besula, if it would be marriage, then it would be a chasan and a kalah, but particularly a besula. What is that metaphor of a besula? Some of the Sfarim explain that a girl that's about to get married, particularly someone who's about to start out the life, the excitement of the marriage is based on the fact that there's a tremendous amount of potential. And what we're celebrating is not the girl who she is right now, but everything that she's going to do in the next 100 years. And more than that, a girl as opposed to a boy are endowed with a Bina Yesera. Bina Yesera is the ability for an individual to see something beyond that which could be seen by the naked eye. A woman has a koach to see something that men can't see. In fact, I have a story right off the press. As of last week, there were 5 times that my wife and I had a disagreement, l'shem shemayim, not a fight, God forbid, but we had a disagreement about the way to run the house. Twice I went to Rav Braunspiegel. Once I went to Rav Willig. Twice I went to Rav Nevinson. This is 5 times in 24 years of marriage. And Rabosai, I'm 0-5. Every single time they side with my. So this week, we had our 6th one. It's once every 6 years. We had our 6th one, and I was convinced that I was right. And I knew in my head, I went 5 times to our Rabbeim, and so we decided, she said, whoever you want to go to. She's smiling, whoever you want to go to. I said, we'll go to Rav Miller, but you allow me the back out that if we could go again to Rav Asher Weiss. So We went to Rav Miller. Guess what happened? Rav Miller sided with her. And I realized there's no point to go to Rav Asher Weiss. Women have a Bina Yisera. And a Besula, what a Besula represents, is that ability to see above and beyond what is in front of us. Zok de Balatanya. Elul should be a Moed. It should be a Yom Tov. But Elul is different than the Yom Noraim because the Melech is Basada. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the field. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is right next to us. In a short amount of time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be ascending onto his throne. The king going to his coronation, you can knock on the door of his chariot and you can ask him for something. But once he goes in, so then it's a lot harder. This tkufa, these moments of Melech Basada requires the ability for someone to see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so close, to see Ani Vedodi Vedodi Li. And therefore, it can't be a moed. Because the moment in which you turn it into a moed is the moment in which we say that the melech is already in his castle. It's not that way in Elul. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nearby. Ani Ledodi, he's right there. He's so close. And the next 10 minutes we're going to describe in two different ways HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how he's so close. Chassidim like to say over that the Rebbe HaMelech during Elul was entirely unavailable. He was the only Elyonim. There was once a Chassid who was close to the Rebbe HaMelech who all of a sudden, in the summer, his son had begun to go crazy. He had begun to slowly start saying silly things. Before long, there was nothing coherent that was coming out of his mouth. And the chassid who was close to Rav Melech decided that he's going to go in Elul and he's going to get a bracha. He's going to give a pidyon for his son. So he begins to travel to Lezhensk and everybody warns him, but the Rebbe Rav Melech doesn't see anybody during this time. He says, I'm going to go, I'm going to try. He gets to Lezhensk. And there's a poor person that's walking around at the inn. And for the first time in a few months, his son says something beautifully coherent. And he says, Abba, give the ani tzedakah. His son notices the ani. And his father pulls out a gold coin, and he gives it to the ani. The ani begins to make conversation. He says, where are you going? And he tells him, this thing that you just saw, my son, I haven't seen in such a long time. I'm going to the Rebbe HaMelech. And the ani turns to him. He says, you know, Rebbe HaMelech, you can't get in. He says, no, but I'm going to try. He says, I wish you bracha natzlacha. He gets to Rebbe HaMelech and the door opens up and he squeezes in with his son and he gives Rebbe HaMelech a kvittel with a pidyon. Rebbe HaMelech opens it up and it's a description of his son and 12 gold coins. And the Rebbe HaMelech says to him, to Melech you give 12 gold coins and to Eliyo Hanavi you give one. Rabosai, sometimes the Melech Basada is right next to you. Sometimes Eliyo Anavi is right next to you. We have to have the eyes. We have to have the Bina Yisera to be able to notice that. That's the symbolism of what Elul is all about. But there's a deeper explanation of what it means. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melech Basada and we have to make the most of the opportunity. In Shal Shudis we sing, Krivu li chazu cheli de les din in de skifin levarnatlin vela olin hanechal ben de chatzifin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is a time where there's the less din in the skifin. There is no din. By the way, Shabbos Rosh Hashanah, that's why according to some we don't blow shofar as well. Because there's no din. The less din in the skifin. And we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let's make the most of that time. But what always bothered me when I sung those words was the description, krivuli, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, come close to me, that's fine. Chazu cheli, see my strength. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows my strength, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows my weaknesses. What does it mean, chazu cheli? And I realize the pshat is not, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, see my strength. We're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chazu cheli, show me my strength. HaMelech Basada, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so close. But are we going to make the most of the opportunity of Melech Basadeh. Because we don't believe in ourselves how capable we are, how great we could become. I told last year the Talmidim a story that I am still crazy over. Rav Tuvia Weiss told Rav Melech Biderman, who a lot of these ideas, of course, were inspired by. He told Rav Melech Biderman, I will never forget what Melech Basada means. Rav Tuvia Weiss, who's the Av Bezna, the Eda Charedus, in his early, mid-90s, was a child survivor of the Holocaust. And there was a kinder transport that went from Hungary that was arranged by British Jews to Britain with the express approval of no one less than King George. Now is a moment to express Hakar Satov. It's mind-boggling what the British people, not the Americans, although a few, but the British people did to hold down against Nazi Germany. And King George, with his stutter, rose up during that period of time. And King George personally approved this kinder transport, and that's why Rav Tuvia Weiss is alive today. And Rav Tuvia Weiss described to Melech Biderman that, I guess it was, if it's Hungary's Jews, it must be about 1944, that they actually made, the Jews who had arranged this through the king, made a parade for the king. What they did was they had the king passing through this long line of a couple thousand children, and each one of them saluted the king. Rav Tuvia Weiss described that there was one boy who jumped out of line, ran over to the limousine of the king, and he said to him in a broken English, he said, you saved me, but what about my father and my mother? And the king looked at him, he pulled out a pen, and he said, tell me their names. Rav Tuvia Weiss said, those are the only parents that survived. It's not enough that the Melech is Basada, that the Melech is passing through. We have to feel that the Melech is Basada, and we have to feel that we have the ability to ask for things. We need to have holy chutzpah to ask for things and dream for things that most people are afraid to dream of. The Bnei Yisrael writes in Igra de Pirka, Kish yitztare ha'odom lifol inyan shelo kedeva. When a person needs something that is above nature. And Rabosai, this doesn't make sense. This is Shelo Kedeva. This is become our Teva. And we need to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for something that Shelo Kedeva. Yasem mitzvah gedoyla Shelo Kedeva v'yifala l'mala min HaTeva. It's well known the Baal Shem Tov says HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to us. Hashem tzilcha yad yiminecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu reflects what we do. And this is a time. These few hours, and Aseres Yimei Tshuva is a time for us to be able to say that we could have the holy chutzpah to run out to Melech Basada and demand things and ask for things from him and demand from ourselves that's more than what we had expected. That's what Melech Basada means. That's what it means that Elul is the Bechina of a Basula. To see much more in ourselves than we naturally do, and anybody else does. I guarantee. This week, the Shon Bet guys know that I've been into money-back guarantees. I give you a money-back guarantee that if you dream and you want to become a Talmid Chacham, you will become one. You have to want it. I know it's a heavy thing to say, someone who's starting out in Shana Aleph. And it's a heavy thing to say to someone who's finishing Smicha. But you have to want it. And if you want it, it's mind-boggling what we could accomplish specifically during this Tekufa. And that might be what the Arizal means. Hanoisein b'derech yom hareze elul. The question is, what do you mean? Hanoisein b'derech yom, going through the sea? The miracles of the sea? No, Elul is about our hard work. It's true, Elul is about our hard work. But no same b'derech yom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us that same miracles of Yamsuf, HaMe'ametz l'mala me'ateva, a person who recognizes that this is an opportunity to go beyond their teva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us l'mala me'ateva. At the opening meeting of the Rabbeim of Torah Shraga, The Rosh Yeshiva said he davens for two things. I don't remember the second thing he said. Rabbini, you could attest that this is true. All I can say was when he said the first thing, I fell out of my chair. Because I felt like he's in a different world. He started off and he said, I daven that this magefa disappear. I never thought to daven for that. What do I daven for? He said, disappear today. I daven that there should be a vaccine. My parents should be well. And then that everybody should be well. No, the Rosh Yeshiva davens l'mala me'ateva. And anybody who knows, Rosh Yeshiva knows, he achieves what he does in one day is l'mala me'ateva. If a person really has she'ifos l'mala me'ateva, then they could accomplish l'mala me'ateva. But we don't have the chutzpah. We don't see that potential of greatness inside of us. Kosh Baruch Hu should give us a siyata d'shmaya. Rabbosai, run out to the limousine. But it's not enough to ask. You also have to demand from yourself. Ask your Rabbeim what's a fair demand from yourself, what's unfair. But it's time to raise ourselves up. It's time to learn a little bit from the Bini Yaseira of the other gender that we could actually attach ourselves to. Wishing everybody a Shnas Chaim Tovim V'Shalom, a Ksiv Chsima Tova, Be'ezer Hashem, we should be Zocha to grow together in Ruchnias, and should be a year of Hatzlacha in Ruchnias and Gashmias for all of Am Yisrael. Thank you.